Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, yesterday on the programme, we discussed the lack of properties to rent. Just 850 were available nationwide. This compares to an average of 9,000 in 2010. In some areas around the country, short-term lets far outstrip the number of long-term rentals available. Owen O'Brien, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Midwest and party spokesperson on housing, is set to introduce measures in the Dáil today that aim to fine the letting platforms and the estate agencies that are flouting laws which were introduced to restrict short-term lets in rent pressure zones. And he joins me now from our Dáil studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
We know people will remember that there was legislation introduced by the former Housing Minister Owen Murphy back in 2019. And this clamped down on letting platforms who were hiving off accommodation in areas where there was a lack of long-term lets available. But you say it's not being enforced properly. Is that right?
Absolutely. So Owen Murphy introduced the short-term letting regulations in the middle of 2019 on foot of a unanimous set of recommendations in a report by our own Oireachtas Housing Committee. Essentially, if you're letting out your own property for less than 90 days a year, you don't need planning permission, you just need a letter of exemption from your local authority. But if you're letting out your own home for more than 90 days a year or an entire separate property, you need to apply for a change of use planning permission in a rent pressure zone. Now, one of the things the Oireachtas Committee said in advance of Owen Murphy's legislation was if it was just left to local authority planning departments who are already understaffed and heavily constrained, it would be difficult to enforce what were broadly an acceptable set of regulations to all parties in the Dáil. Back then, we called for a secondary level of enforcement whereby any estate agent or any short-term letting platform like Airbnb who advertises a property that doesn't either have the exemption letter or the change of use planning permission would be issued with spot fines daily. Owen Murphy said he was open to it, but he couldn't get agreement at Cabinet. Dara O'Brien has subsequently said he's open to looking at it. But again, if you listen to your show yesterday, if you look at the figures that are in the Times Ireland edition today, like in Dublin City yesterday, there was 2,704 short-term lets listed on Airbnb, but only 436 rental properties on Daft. And what that means is platforms like Airbnb or other estate agents are making money from advertising properties that are not legally compliant with planning law. They're making profit from facilitating other people's law breaking. And that's not acceptable anyway, but it's certainly not acceptable in a rental crisis.
And how can you say that they're doing that? How can you be so sure?
Well, because figures we have from a number of local authorities, for example, from Dublin City as of early this year, show that the number of planning applications for properties to get permission, for example, to short-term let has only been about 20 to date and 6 retention applications. And that's out of, you know, the 2,704. Yes, they've had about 422 exemptions. But the overwhelming majority of properties that are listed today on Airbnb don't have either an exemption or a planning permission.
But they may not need one if they're under a certain number of days per year on offer for short-term let.
They still have to have the exemption. So the way this works is, and this was a good innovation of the regulations, if I have a property and if I'm just a peer-to-peer home share and I let my property out for less than 90 days, I just write to the local authority informing them that and they give me a letter certifying that I have that exemption from the planning rules. And this would be really simple because when a host signs up for Airbnb, Airbnb should just ask them, can we have a copy of your exemption or your planning permission? And let's say they have the exemption. Well, Airbnb could then track at the point at which they pass the 90 days and then ask them for their planning permission. So it wouldn't require any additional level of bureaucracy or cost to the host. It would be very easy for Airbnb to administer. The problem is if we introduced the legislation that I'm proposing to give the minister powers to set these spot fines, it would clean up the unregulated and illegal short-term lets. And clearly there's companies who don't want to do that because it's not in their financial interest.
Well, we asked Airbnb for a statement and we got one from the head of public policy for the company, Derek Nolan, in Ireland. And he says, the typical entire home listing on Airbnb in Ireland is already someone's home and is let for just 40 nights a year. Airbnb takes housing concerns seriously and supports a balanced way forward that addresses community concerns and protects the ability of everyday Irish families to benefit directly from the tourism economy. We stand ready to work with government, hosts and the broader tourism industry to get that balance right. But you're saying that in the rent pressure zones, regardless of the number of nights that you're renting your property out for, you should have the exemption.
Absolutely. So if it's 90 days or less, you have an exemption document. If it's 90 days or more, then you have to have planning permission. And I'll say this, Airbnb resisted the introduction of the regulations tooth and nail. And in fact, in my view, delayed the process when Simon Coveney was minister before Owen Murphy then introduced the regulations. They have been at the centre of controversies in almost every major city where unregulated short-term letting has been a problem. And look, we're not talking about kind of peer-to-peer home shares who are just making a few extra quid. That's fine and that's provided for. You go around Dublin today and there are very, very large commercial companies who have bought up significant properties, transformed them into short-term letting, do not have planning permission, and both they and the letting platforms advertising them, particularly since the lifting of the COVID-19 restrictions, are making money while operating outside the law. Mm-hmm. That is not acceptable. And to go back to the figures you quoted on your show yesterday, we've 12 or 13,000 short-term lets advertised across the state. We've only about 800 rental properties. Not all of those short-term lets are in pressure zones. Many of them are in tourist destinations and out in the countryside, and that's fine. But we have to have a better balance. And planning law is planning law. If you need planning permission to do something, you should have that. And Airbnb and other platforms and estate agents should insist on seeing that documentation before they allow anything to be advertised on their site.
It's certainly not just a problem in rent pressure zones. And Kerry, we heard yesterday from Brian O'Connell, our reporter, there are 32 properties to rent on daft.ie, but for short-term rentals there were over 1,000 options, and people mightn't be surprised at that because Kerry is such a tourist destination. But in the Clare Champion this week, Liam Grant, who's a Green Party councillor, describes people getting booted out of long-term rentals to make way for short-term lets because, of course, we're coming into the summer season. So this, Owen O'Brien, is a problem that is happening right around the country. It's not in just in the rent pressure zones.
No, though, keep in mind there are rent pressure zones in many counties specific to their urban areas. Look, obviously, we've argued for a long time that anywhere where there's rental pressures, there needs to be rent regulation. But in the first instance, the regulations that were introduced in 2019 have to be enforced. People have to abide by them. And platforms like Airbnb should not be allowed profit from people who are flouting those planning laws. So that's why the very simple bill I'm introducing today, and Sinn Féin intends to bring it forward by way of private members time in the next couple of weeks, sets out very clearly a power for the minister to set spot fines on platforms and estate agents who advertise properties that are not planning compliant. Let's start there and see how that goes. Okay. Ultimately, however, Claire, can I say, until government starts investing seriously in very, very large volumes of affordable cost rental accommodation, the rental crisis is going to get worse. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, we're talking
we need to tackle
about
the short-term letting in the meantime.
Yeah, we were talking about people and we spoke to them last night on the television programme. In 3 weeks' time, a family of four children, two adults, will have no home. So something needs to happen in the short term. But I have listeners getting in touch this morning saying things like this: that man is one of the reasons landlords are getting out of the rental sector. All these new regulations on renting, it's making it impossible to stay in the market. Another one, Ian in Newbridge: one of the issues here is the small landlord has all but pulled out of the market. Why wouldn't they when the tax on rental income is 52%? If you have any sort of mortgage on a property, it costs money.
And for 3 years, including on your show, I have been calling on government to put in place a strategy to tackle the disorderly exit of accidental and semi-professional landlords from the private rental sector. They're leaving in their droves. The primary reason, I have to say, is because of the high level of house prices and people are getting out. But you're absolutely right. And again, I heard both on your show yesterday on the radio and on television, particularly for the accidental and small landlord, there have been so many changes to the regulation, not introduced by Sinn Féin, but introduced by successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments. It's become exceptionally complicated, both for tenants and for landlords. My fear is at this stage that disorderly exit of accidental and semi-professional landlords is going to accelerate. Government is talking about possibly making some tax changes. I'm not sure that's going to make any difference. And therefore, at this point in time, the measures we've been talking about is, first of all, where you have Happen Raz tenants in the private rental sector with a notice to quit to stop them from becoming homeless, subject to the price of the property. Local authorities should be allowed to buy those. Mm-hmm. And the the government does need to look at an appalling situation where small and professional landlords are paying a marginal rate of tax, but the big institutional landlords are paying nothing. Keep in mind, small and medium-sized landlords do get to write off improvements to their property against their tax liability, and they get 100% mortgage interest relief. So they do get a significant level of supports. But with house prices where they are, those people who simply no longer want to be landlords are going to sell and keep selling, which is why the key thing for government is dramatic investment in affordable cost rental and social homes. Anything short of that, and this crisis is going to continue to get worse.
Sinn Féin TD Eoghan Brin, thank you for joining us on the programme. And just to bring you more from that Airbnb statement from the head of public policy in Ireland, they say the research is misleading and includes thousands of listings that have been deactivated or inactive for over a year, as well as those that have been shared for just a few nights. Coming up next, the Children's Ombudsman, Dr. Niall Muldoon, on a significant increase in the number of complaints to his office in the past year.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.